It was the last hours of Nauticon. We were making our final preparations for departure. I had packed the last of my bags into the back of Droops' truck and was making my way back into the hotel from the hotel's parking garage when I heard somebody call my name. Turning around, no one was there. Yet, I heard my name called again. So I followed the sound of the voice. And I find myself standing in the elevator, alone. And with a ding, the elevator door slid closed, and I found myself standing alone, staring at a reflection of myself in the mirrored doors of the elevator. Although I stood alone in the elevator, the reflection revealed companions to either side of me. I was not alone. Rapid glances to my left and right confirmed my first suspicions that I was indeed alone. Yet, when my eyes again met their white counterparts in the reflection, they were not alone. To either side of my white eyes were pairs of eyes staring back at me, accompanied by large, contagious grins. My mouth opened to ask how, why, or any of the other questions flooding my head, trampling one another in a mad confusion, clawing in a mad desperation to be answered. But before a single one could escape my gaping mouth, I heard my name. Voices warm and sweet, dripping with honey. And by the time the sweet sounds of my own name echoed in my head, my grin mirrored my companions in the reflection. Wide-eyed and with a smile that nearly split my head in two, I answered the sweet honey echoing inside my head. Yes, I am. But before another thought could leave me, my reflected companion's smiles exploded into gigantic grins, making their previous smiles appear as if they were the sternest and unemotional of expressions. I was awash and saturated in their reflected glee.
We have heard that you were called for a ceaseless.
A companion to one side of my reflection said,
"And we have come to answer your call."
The companion to the other side said, as if finishing the other's thought. I just stood there, wide-eyed, and with that face-splitting grin plastered across my face.
Your hidden dojo was attacked and destroyed.
Your broadcast antenna and transmission gear all rendered useless.
You seek a new home for transmissions.
A new home in which to broadcast.
Our Lord has heard your distress.
Our Lord wishes to offer sanctuary to your transmission.
Their sweet melodic message flooded my ears, hypnotically bouncing in mid-sentence between the two of them. Your Lord? I stammered in a joyous confusion.
Yes, my friend. The great Lord.
This time, the pair answered in unison, and the joy was overwhelming, almost too much. I hoped that they would go back to merely finishing one another's statements. Otherwise, I wasn't sure if the shell that was my skin could contain the joy.
Yes, Great Lord Ada is well familiar with your kind.
My kind? But before the thought could exit the gaping hole and grin that was my mouth, the second began right where the first had left off.
Lord Ada offers sanctuary to me, like yourself.
The great Lord Ada has lands rich in transmission.
Yes. Join us in the great Lord Ada's lands.
Join the others like yourself in the heart.
Thankful that they had returned to merely finishing one another's statements, I was able to manage a thought, followed by a question. What is this place? At the time, I wasn't sure if I was referring to the elevator or the land these two reflections spoke of.
The lands of Lord Ada.
that which lies in the shadow of Mount Ratchet.
In home to others, same heart.
This land is known as Lord Ardaw's City.
Over many ages, it has known many lords and many names.
Ardaw City is the land's name now, and it calls you home.
Sweet sounds of their voices echoed in my head, and I knew every word for true, and I understood that my departure to this land was to be immediate. But the others, if I don't return, they will worry. And this was true, for mere moments ago, before I had found myself standing in an elevator, alone, overwhelmed with joyful glee, had been on my way to meet fellow attendees of Nauticon for a farewell dinner in the hotel's restaurant. A last meal of sorts, before we had all found ourselves going back to the lifeless voids that was the real world, regular life. And the same daily
repetition,
before the thought could dilute my gleeful state any further. One of the reflections spoke, breaking the line of thought and despair.
We will send the reflection in your place. Is enough of you.
And you last long enough so that your companions will know no different.
Very well, I said, while nodding in agreement with my reflective companions, and I stepped forward into the mirrored door, half expecting to bloody my nose. But the moment flesh touched the reflection, my entire body was awash in cool, refreshing waves, pulsating throughout my body, and I was awash in brilliance. Suddenly, I was swept into the time stream, awash in tachyons and afloat on the quantum flow. Muscles felt as if they would burst, and bone as if it would burn. Never before had I entered the time stream without a packet carrier, and now I find myself submerged, raw and saturated. And if I could not release, it would all consume me. There was only one hope. And to survive, I must become the carrier. And with my last conscious thought, I reached out to Kichigai. Thinking. The intro. Kichigai. Start the intro.
This is Mr. White of F-Bill Radio, and I listen to Ninja Night School Radio all the time because ninjas are so sweet and make me want to crap my pants.
Hey, Crescent Fresh guys, I would like to welcome you and proudly announce the new broadcast studios of Ninja Night School, courtesy of the Lord Otta. So now, Ninja Night School is broadcast live into the time stream via the Node Towers high atop Mount Ratchet in beautiful Ardaw City.
We're moving on up to the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. Say it out, fish don't fry.
And this is episode number 15 of Ninja Night School, being broadcast live into the time stream at 4:51 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, April 21st, 2006. Ninja Night School is a Creative Commons project, and you are free to do whatever the hell you feel like doing with this audio. Enjoy. And now, that's done with, let's hop into the housekeeping. Alright guys, well, we all made it safely through Nauticon. I hope you guys downloaded and enjoyed the Ninja Night School wrap-up Nauticon specials that we had. It was really fun to be there, really fun to do the shows from there, just all around, and exceedingly just brilliant and excellent time. Shouts to everybody I met there. But I have to admit, the most incredible and amazing thing of Nauticon happened actually at the end of it, right before I was getting ready to leave, and a sudden chance conversation lands me in this strange land. It's quite beautiful, really. It's nestled right in this lush valley is Odaw City, in the shadow of Mount Ratchet, and the Lord Odaw, who is the namesake of the city, he has sought me out, and he has offered me a spot in his city for broadcasting Ninja Night School, and all my audio from, and I have to say that Lord Odaw has spared no expense and this recording setup. It is truly a glorious and ninja-tastic place to be sitting. Gosh, I wish they had cameras here in Odaw City. I would totally have to post some up here. But, yeah, I don't know. This is mainly just an audio town. Not a lot of pictures going on here. So many thanks to Lord Odaw and all those of Odaw City for this fantastic setup here. I can't wait for all the adventures that await me in the future here in Odaw City. This is going to be great. But I don't want to sit and dwell on this for the entire show. I want to move on. We've got some other important housekeeping. Most notably, we have a winner for our promo contest, who was Mr. White. And you heard that promo at the beginning of the show. So thank you, Mr. White, and thank you everybody else who sent in promos. We will be using your promos here on Ninja Night School, so continue to listen in the future shows for your promo that you submitted. And to all y'all that submitted a promo for Ninja Night School, you know, we're not going to leave you out in the cold here. Everybody that submitted a promo, if you want to email me your address to nnsradio@walla.com, the show's email address, I would be more than happy to send you a Ninja Night School official t-shirt. That's right. And this is an ongoing offer. Anybody who would like a Ninja Night School t-shirt, you know, I'm not going to sell them. But I believe in fair trade. If you would like to submit a promo for Ninja Night School, you'll hear plenty of them, so you'll get to know, hey, this is what I should sound like. Feel free to be creative, have fun, and send one in. Well, that's that. So, thanks again to Mr. White and everybody else, Citadel, Megatron, for sending in your promos. It's fantastic. It's too cool. I get awesome kick out of them. So, thanks again. And speaking of which, I've got a bunch of nice loot that I brought back from Nauticon. I've got a bunch of stickers, cool CDs, got a Nauticon t-shirt, and most coolly, I've got a Nauticon program that I've got autographed by Tiger and Froggy and a bunch of the presenters. Not all of them, but as many as I could find and track down and say, hey, you're a presenter, please sign my program, because I'm going to give all this stuff away on my show in a contest. And you're like, cool, I want to get some free stuff. How do I get free stuff? Well, you're going to have to tune in next week, because we currently have a crack team of contest ninjas and a crack assistant team here in Odaw City to assist the ninja contest. And soon, we will have the perfect contest for the Nauticon loop. So, please tune in next week to learn how you can win all this awesome Nauticon gear. And speaking of next week, I have a small dilemma here. I'm wanting to do Ninja Night School on a weekly basis. And what I'm thinking right now is I plan on doing Ninja Night School whatever day I'm off work. So I'm usually off someday during the week. Between Monday and Thursday, I'll be off one of those days. It's always kind of random. And then whatever day I'd be off, I would record the show on that day and put it up. Or I could just pre-record the show and release it on a set day every week. And my question to y'all out there in Ninja Radio Land is, which would y'all prefer? Would you prefer to have the show out just as soon as I record it and edit it and put it up? Or would you prefer a somewhat regular schedule? So your input, if any, and feedback, comments on this would be greatly appreciated. I just plan on, I'll probably just do them as I record them and put them out, unless anybody says otherwise. If I get comments for, a regular basis, you guys want it every Wednesday or every Friday or every whatever day, you know, speak up. You know, those who send in, you know, comments, I will act accordingly. So I appreciate you guys listening. So anything I can do to help you all enjoy this show more, you know, within reason, I'm willing to do. But sure as hell, just, I'm never going to do it wearing clothes. It's just that, don't send that request in, you know. You just can't record the audio if you're not nude, you know. If Droop's taught me anything, he taught me that. But that does it for the housekeeping, so let's move right along. Alright, well, I'm sitting here in these new studios and just surrounded by all kinds of wonderful equipment provided by Lord Odaw and the residents of Odaw City. This is just fantastic, and I'm looking around, I've got this great array here, and what's catching my eye right now is my messaging system. I've got this nice big red blinking light on top to let me know that I've got a message. So let's go ahead and queue up this inbound message. Ninja assistants, if you would.
What's up, Low-Tech Mystic? This is Mr. White. Just calling to say that the Nauticon coverage you had is pretty fucking sweet. Glad you did it. I wanted to go and couldn't make it, so made me feel like I was there. Kick ass, dude. Later.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. White, for the call and the compliment. That, hell yeah, my job here is done. Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know, even if it's just one person, you know. I set out to record a little bit audio in hopes that people like Mr. White that wanted to go couldn't be there, that in some small way I could bring just a little bit of Nauticon to you guys. And hell yeah, if it's nothing else, me and Mr. White are rocking the fuck out, so... That's what it's all about, and hopefully I'll get better at this as we go, and it will become even more enjoyable. So I've got Lord Odaw and all the residents here in Odaw City, and now that Nauticon is over, I've got a lot of free time here to work on some new projects, so look forward really soon for a new program of mine. I'm gonna call it Ninja Night School, Out of the Night, and it's gonna be a little bit weirder than this show, but it's mainly just gonna be the content the topics that's going to make it weird. We're going to talk about all kinds of good stuff, from UFOs to Bigfoot to just anything that goes bump into the night to just stuff that's not necessarily mainstream but somewhat weird. Ever since I've been little, stuff I've been into. So stay tuned for that. We're definitely going to have some of that. And I'm also working on a role-playing game, like Final Fantasy, Dragon Warrior, that kind of style role-playing game. I've been fiddling around looking for different role-playing engines. At first, I really wasn't coming across anything that I really liked. Eventually, I found two that I'm kind of liking, that being Spear, and the other being RPG Maker 2003. So I'm playing around with the two of them. I'm not sure if RPG Maker 2003 is multi-platform or not. I know that Spear is multi-platform and will work on Windows, Mac, and Linux, which is basically the whole idea of the game. If I'm going to spend the time to put together a hacker-based role-playing game, Final Fantasy VII style, or Dragon Warrior style, however, it's going to be good, and it's going to be able to run on Linux, goddammit. And then, if it's nice, it would run on other stuff too. But hey, if I'm going to make a game, it's going to be for the Linux guys. If there's anybody out there that's listening that is familiar with any kind of game engine, role-playing game equivalent design engine that is Linux-friendly, or has experience to recommend anything, I'm always open for input. NNSradio@walla.com. You guys can call or leave me a voice message anytime, 206-600-4-NNS. I welcome any kind of input, even if it is, you suck. But regardless, that's about it that we've got going on here. We just had a whole lot of time just resituating ourselves in these wonderful new studios. Thank you again, Lord Ada, and those residents of Ada City. So we're going to go ahead and sign off here. It's a brief show here. So stay tuned next week for another Ninja Night School. Well, until then, we'll see y'all around.
Of the devil, a rebel. I bring a fool to the people like a widow. I bring a flower to the grave in the middle of a city. Isolation is a riddle, to be surrounded by a million other people. I feel alone like a tree in the desert. I dried up like a skin of a lizard. I'm full of color like a spots of a leopard. I drop my bass upon my end like a shepherd. I scratch my itch like a needle on the record. I'm full of life like a man gone to Mecca. Sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring. I bear a tone but like a rope wasn't recorded. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning, morning, morning. Because the streets are alive with the sun. A political apple can't hear it bump again. Your neighbor to the phone, and everybody's got a right to be booming. Yes, the streets are alive with the sound. Apple can't hear me bump again. Apple to your neighbor to the friend, and every flower got a right to be blooming. Be resistant, but negativity we keep it at a distance. I'll call for backup and I'll give you some assistance. Like a life I save a deep in the ocean. I stay afloat here upon the funk and motion. Rock and roll pound the waves of the seas. Hold your breath and you're underwater breathing. A be rhyming without a real reason. It's to claim but not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of a nation, a satellite is immaculate reception. I beaming in the neck and looking neck and the sun don't you see. I don't believe in the system. I legalize you to give you your freedom. You want your rights, ask them to read them. Cause every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human. Yes, the streets are alive with the sun. Up again, I hear the bump again. Up to your neighbor, to the friend. Every house got a right to be blooming. Yes, the streets are alive with the sun. Up again, I hear the bump again. Up to your neighbor, to the friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make a beauty of the world. All the freaky people make a beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people. world see why. A 2K, you know, is a moment in time we find we can't open up a heart that's locked up and broken by pain, by words and not spoken. All shot by guns, still smoking. Car rides out on the Ponderosa. Old drive by Bang and Testarossa. We need to heed the words of Dalai Lama. Or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas. Steam your mind in the stereo sauna. Sauna, comma. Because the streets are alive with the sun. A puffer to put up again and everyone's again. Taking April to the front. Everybody's got a right to be booming. Yes, the streets are alive with the sun. Can I hear a month again? Simple apple to your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming, yes. Streets are alive with the sun. Boom, pop again, and hear a month again. Boom, pop, I take your neighbor, tell a friend. Everybody's got a right to be blooming. Yes, the streets are alive with the sun. Boom, pop, can I hear a month again? Boom, pop, I take your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Freaky people make the beauty of the world.